Last night, I was lucky enough to be invited to the Northamptonshire Food and Drink Awards. It has to be said, it was one of the most pleasant and delicious evenings I've had for a long time. It afforded me opportunities to meet and mingle with producers of food in Northamptonshire, pub owners, restaurant owners, and all manner of people, bringing us all together across the whole county to form relationships, bond and inter-trade. For a lot of the evening I was observing the interaction amongst everybody, and frankly it was astounding as people were organising to try each other's products out in each other's restaurants, pubs. This award ceremony is not just a ceremony, the whole of the organisation of it, bringing the whole of the public in to be able to taste and try what we produce here in Northamptonshire, will just drive our local economy as well as drive links and relationships across the whole of the county. It's been one of the most worthwhile things I've seen done in a very, very long time. And for me personally, it afforded me the opportunity to meet two people. Of course, it afforded me to meet Sophie Grigson again. And I have to say, she is just one of the most incredibly wonderful people you could ever wish to meet. I know that she's very reserved and sort of very, really sort of, doesn't make a great deal of her huge achievements, but she's written 19 cookery books, been on countless programmes, and to be honest, if there's a domestic goddess out there, it's Sophie. She's just the most incredible person. And I met Jason Atherton, who I will admit to right now, I'm afraid I have a little crush on Jason. I'll have to excuse this to my husband. I'm sure he'll understand, but he just had, and before I even realised who he was, he just had the most, he engaged with everybody around him. He was interested in people, and it wasn't about him. He gave people the opportunity to talk about what they do and to enthuse. And he was a catalyst for people to react around him. He was incredibly professional, and I can't wait to go to his restaurant in Mayfair. I understand it's opening in spring, and I will absolutely definitely be blogging about that because my very, very generous parents bidded and bought the opportunity to eat there. So if my mum and dad are listening, please take me with you. I hope that you enjoyed the photographs. I really can't thank Northamptonshire Food and Drink enough, and have to say, for me, the big difference now, and I'm actually feeling a lot more relaxed now because I know Sophie is going to say something positive and good about the book. She's going to see some of the recipes, the photographs, she's going to look at the concept, and that is going to hopefully make the book buyers, the sort of Waterstones and the Amazons of this world, pick up on it, and hopefully that will make the difference between people picking it up and finding out a little bit more about it and not. So Sophie, thank you very, very much. And Jason, I'm going to email you this blog post in a minute. So thank you. I absolutely, totally enjoyed meeting you.